President Trump has wrapped up day one of the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. The headline event was his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That one lasted for about 2 hours. Here's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on one of the most anticipated exchanges between Trump and Putin.
The president opened the meeting by raising the concerns of the American people regarding Russian interference in the 2016 election. They had a very robust and lengthy exchange on the subject. The president pressed President Putin on more than one occasion regarding Russian involvement. President Putin denied such involvement, as I think he has in the past.
With us now live is NPR Moscow correspondent Lucian Kim to break down what happened at that meeting. Lucian, you heard Secretary Tillerson there. But the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said that President Trump accepted Putin's claims that Russia did not interfere in the U.S. election after discussing it. What do you make of this?
Well, we heard President Trump speak already yesterday at a press conference in Warsaw, and he was also asked about alleged Russian hacking, and he sort of waffled on that question already back then. So I think this comment was sort of made in the context to show that Trump did bring up the subject and that for both sides it was sort of checked off.
It was checked off the list, meaning was there some kind of an accord, or do we expect that it's going to come up again? Because there doesn't seem to be a satisfying response for, I think, a lot of people who are interested in this.
Well, what's pretty surprising is that Foreign Minister Lavrov mentioned four areas where the U.S. and Russia had reached an agreement, and one of them was cybersecurity. He said they had discussed other cyber threats, including terrorism, organized crime, child pornography. And so the surprise was when Lavrov said the two sides, the U.S. and Russia, will form a working group on cybersecurity.
Do we know what that means?
We don't really know what it means, but I mean, the thing to understand here is about the working groups. When President Obama had his reset a few years ago, Russia and the U.S. started cooperating on a wide range of issues and had lots of these so-called working groups. And so I think here for the Russian side especially, it's important just to have to begin talking again, to have those channels, because really since 2014 when Russia annexed Crimea and sanctions were imposed, almost all those contacts were cut off.
They also discussed a ceasefire in southwest Syria. This is one of the announcements that was made after the meeting. There have been many ceasefires in the past, many that were soon broken, and this one's taking place in an area, the southwest of Syria, that's not really central to the war. So it sounds like it could be progress, but is it more for show?
Well, that remains to be seen, obviously. I mean, it could be also a small step forward. And what's interesting is Foreign Minister Lavrov said that Jordan is also involved in this, that there was a memorandum signed today between Jordan, Russia, and the U.S. about the ceasefire. It's supposed to take effect on Sunday. That's also when Secretary Tillerson travels on to Turkey. So I think in this sense, it's important that the two sides are cooperating, even in some sense. It's extremely dangerous in Syria. We've had some incidents when the U.S. intervened and Russia responded very angrily, saying it would cut off all sorts of deconfliction efforts in the area. So this seems to at least reverse that trend.
All right. Thank you. NPR Moscow correspondent Lucian Kim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.